up and kicking up pain. Stop.
The boys, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Sorry, it's a bit late, buddy.
Don't be silly.
My laptop did not want to play ball.
Here we are. Busy time for you guys, hey. I mean, you've been non-stop touring. Last year, you did 6 sold-out shows, and then now you're off to UK. You're playing festivals. You're playing your own shows. Insane, guys. Like, it's so, I mean, so proud for us here in Australia, you know. You've been doing it for so long now, and I feel like there's so many acts that they do tours, and it's kind of like a nostalgia thing, whereas you guys, every time I hear you're coming, it always feels like a current artist, you know what I mean? How do you think you do that?
Just keep bumping out those tunes, my man. Yeah. No. I think there's still a lot of heads that want to hear the sort of older brand of hip hop that we do. So we do what we do. We're not trying to follow trends or whatever. We make the sort of music we love making, and it just keeps connecting. So
100%. You're about to perform a few festivals in the UK and Switzerland. Is it that way? Open area, Switzerland.
Yeah, Frauenfeld open
area. Yeah, Switzerland.
Oh, that is nuts. Artists like Travis Scott, Kendrick, JID, Metro Boomin, massive lineup. What is it like performing at shows like that compared to shows here in Australia? I mean, I know the vibe for a Travis Scott show is insane.
I mean, we've played this particular festival a few times, and it's always nuts. Like, they always have a huge headliner, and they have, like, it's a hip-hop festival, but they get, like, 50,000 people. Mm. So, like, you know, and, you know, we played the main stage a couple of times to our own bafflement. Is that a word? Bafflement? Oh, it was out to our bafflement.
I expect to hear that one of your new songs now.
Yeah, a bit of bafflement.
Yeah.
But we had a great time. Like, you know, we had a ball, and we were shocked.
Hey, Laced Up is the new single. I love it so much, boys. Honestly, it's that classic sound. Safa, it's a song that you wrote over a dinner with your partner. I related to it so much.
Well, we wrote it together. It was inspired by a dinner that I had with my wife, who was just, we were just dating at the time. And I was working at a factory. It was a time in my life where I didn't have a lot of money per se. And it was Valentine's Day. And I took her to a pretty nice restaurant. And I sat there sweating bullets the whole time that whether I'd be able to afford it or not, although I was going to be washing dishes that night. And yeah, look. Being Valentine's Day, you know, have you ever been in a restaurant when the rose guy comes through?
Oh, yeah.
The rose guy comes through, and get this. This is one of the lowest times of my life. I had to say no. Every
How did that go down?
Just, you know what? Sean, it was a bit of bafflement on her behalf, I think.
Yeah.
Just,
you know what, though? Credit to your wife for sticking around the program.
100%. What a great woman.
But the song, you know, the chorus is like, you know, I'm laced up and kicking, got pay stubs for liquor. It's like, it's about how the priorities were all wrong, because I definitely would have had a fresh pair of kicks on. Mm. I definitely would have had money for drinks. Mm. But, you know, my priorities were off. I was worried about paying. You know, I think I had like, I literally had the salad and some bread rolls just to keep my end of the balance.
Mate, isn't that funny?
Nice and tidy.
I do that same thing right now. Like, I'm literally wearing Jordans right now. They cost me $850. And I would rather not eat. But I'd rather have these shoes than eat. I probably need to get my priorities sorted. And that's probably why there's a lesson in this song.
Relate to both of those things, that right?
Yeah, 100%, 100%. And that's, yeah, I love it. It's a great track, you know. It's got a great message, but also it's a banger as well, which we love. Speaking of bangers, 2023 marks 20 years since The Calling was released, which is nuts. I know Nosebleed Section is a song we still have high on the rotation here. I mean, we're playing it today. I just saw we have it in at 10 a.m.
Oh, wow.
Take me back to the day you guys wrote that song.
Don't remember much because it was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But that song, I bought the record that was sampled for that song, Melanie Safgar, A Garden in the City, from a thrift shop in Harndorf in South Australia for 50 cents.
Wow.
And I took it home and I heard this bass and this flute and I was like, wow. And I flipped it straight away, wrote it on the spot, and I think recorded it the next day. I think that whole song was done in a matter of a day or two.
Nice.
And P will attest to this. I didn't want it on the album.
Wow. Why?
He thought it sounded, it didn't sound like the rest of the record. Yeah. As in, like, it was probably better than the rest of the record.
Yeah, right.
he did have a different sound to the rest of the record. It was a bit more, commercial is not the right word. It was a bit more sort of bouncy, and there was some sort of harder songs on that record.
Yeah.
I had to convince him to put it on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad you did now?
And subsequently, that was a tough argument.
Yeah. Here we are 20 years later, still playing it, smashing it on the radio too, you know. So good.
And it's not even R&B Fridays.
Not even R&B Fridays. We're still playing it. Exactly right. Hilltop Hood's new track, Laced Up, is out right now. Boys, thank you so much for coming on. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us, Sean.
Hey, what's up? I'm Mr. Pressure from the Hilltop Hoods.
And I'm Mr. Suffer, and you're on Hit Nights with Shawnee B. What's the deal?